You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So, talking to you now, and I'm doing something that I don't know if I really feel like doing. And it's not to say that podcasting isn't something that I don't feel like doing. Just a specific topic I'm kind of indifferent for right now. And I don't know, let me set the scene for you. It's October 31st, so it is Halloween. I've taken the day off just mainly because I wanted to be, well, you know, because I've got, you know, some time off booked and I haven't used any of it. But also I, you know, wanted to participate in Halloween activities. I live in Chicago, and the fun part about what the weather decided to give to us was a bunch of snow. So it's really kind of crappy out, and it looks beautiful for the season, but for Halloween, it's not like something that you want to be trudging around with at night, going house to house with your kid trying to collect candy. So I'm kind of in a dreadful mood right now, knowing that, you know, that could be the future state of what's going on tonight. I'm kind of lobbying for the idea of staying at home and passing out candy versus going out and schlepping around in the snow and the wet and the cold. But like I said, I took the day off, so I want to be part of festivities, but at the same time, I'm not going to lose any sleep if I'm not. But back to the point of the state of mind that I'm at right now. I actually recorded this Essential Movie episode earlier. What had happened was on Sunday, Suzanne, Scott, and I had gotten together and we recorded the 1986 New Wave album podcast episode. And you'll get a chance to hear that sooner or later when it comes up in the rotation. But knowing that this one has to be released what's going to be next week now, and I need to kind of have it ready for posting by Thursday, probably before I leave on a plane on Saturday night. Now, the reason why I'm kind of indifferent right now about recording is because since I've already recorded the episode, I feel like I've already done it. I want to move on to the next movie. The problem that I have is that night when I recorded, I was probably drinking a little bit too much. I think I had too much bourbon in my system. And I feel like I may have discussed some things that I probably shouldn't have discussed. So I don't know if I'm going to release that episode. And it's not like it's, you know, I'm running for, you know, presidential election or something like that. And I'll give you a very high overview as to what was on my brain at the time. And I don't know why I decided to ask about it or bring it about it and discuss it. So for whatever reason, that was what came out in my pretty close to drunken state, or even drunken state, if you will. And the question that was on my brain was that I'm going to be going on a business trip here Saturday night. I'm actually leaving for London and then Amsterdam. And because I'm somebody that hasn't had a lot of experience with marijuana, I was wondering about what the social protocol was for wanting to go get high when you're traveling with your boss and your boss's boss. So that's a synopsis as to what I had discussed, and it's kind of what you're going to miss if I never ever post that episode. But that was kind of what was on my brain, and I thought, you know, A, I'm drunk. I'm sure that it's not going to sound too well. I haven't re-listened to it, so I don't really even know if it's that bad or not. But at the same time, I guess I'm kind of embarrassed about it. And then I started to think to myself, what if, you know, the wrong ears listened to that? And it just didn't sit well with me to know that it was going to be out there. I mean, obviously, it's what was on my brain. It's very truthful. And I don't know. Maybe I could be convinced in the future if I re-listen to it to put it out there. Maybe it's really not all that bad. But in my brain right now, it's like, I don't think I want to have that out there. So because I'm the one that's kind of calling the shots with the way this is going to be posted and the way the Essential Movies podcast is going to flow, then I guess it's my prerogative to decide whether I'm going to post something that I already recorded or not. So that's where we're at. So now what does that mean for you? That means absolutely nothing, because you're probably never ever going to hear that version of the episode. But the funny thing is, I just wanted you guys to know as to what my frame of mind was when I'm going into this particular version of this episode. So maybe we call it version two. Is that fair? Or do we just kind of move on and ignore the fact that I recorded it before, since nobody's going to hear it besides me knowing that I did it? But now that it's out here on this one, you guys know that there was another tape, or not another tape, but another episode out there that's recorded on my hard drive. Maybe I'll put it away in a vault somewhere and ignore it for, you know, a year, 2 years, or whatever, and then maybe it'll see the light of day. Who knows? I have no idea what I want to do with it. I don't even know if I want to listen to it right now. So, back to Halloween. Here we are. I'm at home. It's 1:45 p.m. I think the trick-or-treating activity is going to be starting in probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock, because I think the communities don't want this to go too long, so they want the young kids to have the opportunity to get out and get some trick-or-treating in. I think what that causes a dilemma for is when you're a working parent and you don't get home until your traditional time, which is around 6 o'clock-ish, then, you know, a lot of the trick-or-treating activity is either wrapping up or it's done. But the older kids, that seemed to be when they go out. So usually what happens is this kind of thing happens in waves, where our first wave is late afternoon. I'm kind of guessing, because like I said, I'm not always around. Last year, I didn't get home until late. And so I missed everything. So this time around, I'm going to be here for the whole gambit, and we'll see how it plays out. But the way I remember it from before is that you have the young kid wave, then there's a gap of where there's nothing really happens, and then you have the teenage kid wave. And I think that's probably a smart move on the teenage kid wave, because you know that everybody's just trying to get rid of their candy at that point. You got a lot of the people that are in these houses that are like, I'm going to give like two handfuls in your bag because I don't want to have this candy sitting around. That's probably what's going to happen with us. We've had these, my wife bought the snack pack that has a lot of the chocolate bars. My son's been trying desperately to try to get it opened before now so that he can kind of help himself. But I've been adamant about, nope, we can't open the bag yet, because once we do, then that's Pandora's box and we're going to start treating ourselves and snacking. So I'd rather wait until the trick-or-treating festivities start. That lessens the amount of time that we have that open candy, and then it gives us a greater chance of getting rid of it and getting it out of the house. I'm big enough, I don't need any help. So That's where I'm at. So with all that being said, you're going to be listening to this well, not after Halloween. It'll be a week after Halloween. I'm going to be coming back from my European trip. So this will be something that will just kind of be out there. And you guys will get to enjoy it, and we'll all be well in our little lives. So with all that being said, that was me trying to transition to start the episode, but I didn't do that very well. But you're going to listen anyway because I have a microphone and you don't. Nah, 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 nah. That wasn't nice. Sorry. Let's insert our bumper.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the beat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Go Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Dave, and this is Banzai Retro Club. Thank you for joining, and we appreciate you being a retro clubber. You mean a lot to us, to our 500 followers on Podbean app. We love you guys so much, and thank you for doing that. For everyone else that's listening to any other of the podcasting apps, we do appreciate you too. We just don't have a clean way of tracking you. So if you are following us on, you know, all those other applications like iHeartRadio or Spotify, whatever you can do, if you're following or you're, you know, you're writing comments, unfortunately, I don't have a strong way of knowing, but I do appreciate you nonetheless. Thank you for being along for the ride. What I am doing is I'm continuing the Essential Movie Podcast episodes. Those of you that know already, I'm sorry for the repeat, but for the new people, what this is I found a list on RottenTomatoes.com. It's counting down the 140 essential 1980s movies based on the input from the editorial staff at RottenTomatoes.com. So this is really a lot about kind of their opinion as to what is the essential movies, and I've seen a few gaps. I've seen a few gaps in the movies that are being presented, and I'm going to try to figure out a way that I can address the ones that I feel should have been on the essential movies list that wasn't. But since I'm only at episode 99 and I'm moving forward to number one, it's going to take a little while to get to that. So maybe mentally I'm keeping track in my brain, hey, this movie wasn't there, and then I can do something at the end that says, like, you know, these are the movies that Dave thinks should have been on the essential list. So anyway, like I said, we're at 99. This is another of those insignificant, important episodes, and the fact that we're now in double digits. Before, all of the other episodes that we had were triple-digit numbers, going from 140 to 100. We're now double-digit world, 99, and we are tackling the very funny Eddie Murphy Delirious from 1983. So, with all that being said, let's go ahead and insert the trailer here.
There's something about the ice cream truck that make kids lose it, and they can hear that from 10 blocks away. They don't hear their mother calling them, but they hear that an ice cream truck. And no matter what was going on, the ice cream man came to stop. You be getting some marbles and you hear ice cream! Ice cream! Thank you, and you get your ice cream. I get my ice cream. I remember I would get my ice cream and I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while, you know. You know how kids are having on.
I have some ice cream, and I'm gonna eat it all. I'm gonna eat it all.
The ice cream be running all down your arm and shit.
Ice cream, I'm gonna eat all my ice cream.
No, it'd be one kid on the side, didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Cause you are on the welfare. And you can't afford it. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. You cannot have some. You can't.
And then, as I normally do, hey Google, tell us about Eddie Murphy's Delirious.
According to Wikipedia, Delirious is an American stand-up comedy television special directed by Bruce Gowers, written by and starring Eddie Murphy. The comedy became a TV special for HBO released August 30th, 1983.
All right, so I remember definitely seeing this. I didn't see it in the movie theater. 1983, I would have been all of 12 years old. I know that I wouldn't have gotten permission to go to the theater to see this, but I know that once it was released on whatever those HBO or Cinemax, I would have seen it then. It's one of those things that I wouldn't have asked permission to see. It was just one of those things that I would have come across it and said, okay, I know that this is a big deal for a lot of people at school because they all would have been talking about it. And of course I would have made some time for it. And I've rewatched it. I think it was on Netflix. It would have been on Tubi. And I have watched this about a month ago. And the conclusion that I came to was that I think that I had became a... I was telling people that I liked it, even though I really didn't like it all that much when I was younger. And it was one of those things that I was probably peer pressured to like it because everyone else liked it, and I didn't want to be the voice of dissension to say, not really my thing. And here's why. I am a fan of going to see stand-up comedians, and I do enjoy seeing stand-up comedians. And a lot of what Eddie Murphy actually does deliver in here is funny to a point. And this is where the point comes in, is that he drags jokes out a little bit too long for my taste. I want a, kind of setup, punchline, move on. That's the kind of delivery mechanism that I've become a fan of for comedians. And sometimes the setup is a really great ride. And then you get the punchline, and then you move on. What I've noticed that with Eddie Murphy Delirious is that he tries to drag the humor out a little bit longer than it has to go. Example of that, in this stand-up act, he talks about what it'd be like if Mr. T was gay. And then he has to go on to make the sound effects of what it'd be like if you were butt-fucking Mr. T in the ass. That's kind of redundant. Butt fucking in the ass. Anyway, if you were fucking Mr. T in the ass, what that would sound like. And it goes on a little bit too long for my taste. Another very significant joke sequence from this particular stand-up act is the I've got ice cream part. You know, I get the quick little dance, and you make it sound like the kid's teasing another kid about, you know, I've got ice cream, you don't, because you're on welfare. I get all that. That's funny, but you don't have to keep going on and on and on and on. So to me, that's when it starts kind of losing its humor elements. You know, you could have fit a good 2, 3, 4 more setups and jokes into the sequence rather than this dragging out the same ones that you're already talking about. So that's my problem with it. And I think that I may have recognized that back in the day, but I wouldn't have said anything to my friends. I would have said that I loved it and I thought it was fantastic. Because, I mean, it was Eddie fucking Murphy. You know, he was just amazing. You put him in Beverly Hills Cop. You put him on Saturday Night Live. The guy was killing it. He was funny as hell. Loved him in all of those type of media. So I loved it when he was doing that stuff. However, when he tried to go into, you know, when he posted this stand-up act, and I understand he's a stand-up comedian, and, you know, very, you know, was very good at it, and, you know, to the point of, you know, the 80s, you know, Eddie was everywhere, and everybody loved the guy. So I don't think, you know, you can't diminish what he brought to the 80s. I can diminish, and I have picked on his singing, as far as what he brought with Party All the Time. I'm going to continue to do that. So if you are listening to the podcast and I'm giving a hard time to Eddie Murphy for that one hit wonder, Party All the Time, and the Rick James treatment on it, then to me that's just fun because I enjoy picking on that. It's not exactly the quintessential greatest song that came out of the 80s, so that's why I'm going to pick on it. As far as Delirious goes, I know that as a teenager, I probably told a lot of people I loved it, and I joked along with them and had fun with it, but now I'm like, take it or leave it. So that's where my head's at. I feel like I should give it a lot more credit and pass than I am right now. And maybe it is my adult sensibilities coming back to play as far as revisiting something that was beloved in my brain from back then. Because I don't know if I truly recognize the fact that I didn't like it that much when I was a teenager. I said I did, and I think by proxy, I told my mind that I did, and maybe if I just would have left it there and didn't revisit it, it would have been fine. It would have been like what you're listening to right now would have sounded a lot different. So that's where I'm at. That's my point on Eddie Murphy Delirious. I'm sure that you probably disagree with me. If you do, then feel free to give me feedback. I would love to hear it. If you want to follow along with us on our social media stuff, be it Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or, well, we even got a Tumblr thing, but don't even bother with that. You can find all the links to that through our website. That's BanzaiRetroClub.com, B-A-N-Z-A-I, RetroClub.com. Want to shoot me an email, that's McFly@BanzaiRetroClub.com. If you have your Apple devices, you want to give us a follow, rating, review, we would appreciate that. For those that are on the Podbean app, still continue to follow us. If you're able to add comments in there, we would appreciate that as well. So with all that being said, everyone, please, please, please be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye-bye.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On the next episode, we are going to discuss why greed is good. Wall Street, 1987.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for
for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.